Good morning. Today's class is about learning how to use tasks for enhancing your listening. In many of our English classes, we tend to practice reading and writing, but often do not practice enough of speaking and listening. Our textbooks don't have listening exercises. There is no listening exam. I know that it is important that the students understand spoken English and are able to speak English. But whenever they try to speak English, or I try to speak English with them, there's a trouble that brews. Some students are hesitant and some students are resistant. So how can I help my students improve their listening skills? In the past, the school curriculum for English language teaching in India was a privilege that led to reading and writing. However, a national curriculum framework of 2005 also recognizes importance of teaching listening and speaking. Quotes begin, "Speech and listening, reading and writing are all generalized skills, and children's mastery over them becomes the key factor affecting success at home. In many situations, all of these skills need to be used together." Unquote. Now, listening and speaking are taught because they are very important parts of being able to use English to communicate. We must use English to speak and to listen in the classroom or some other situations. Listening skills are also crucial for the development of the speaking skills. Now, as I have told you before, all these four skills are independent yet interdependent. Listening, especially, is a very, very integrated skill which also enhances our reading and speaking skills. Listening to other speakers also helps students to develop their own pronunciation and fluency in English. Now, the successful listening skills are acquired over time and with lots and lots of practice. Students must have exposure to spoken English to be able to develop their listening skills. However, students in many parts of India do not have such opportunities to listen to English outside the classroom. So in this lecture, you will learn about what we can do to learn how to improve our English speaking skills or your students' English speaking skills. You will learn, number one, how to design meaningful listening activities for your own English classroom, how to ask questions to help students actively listen to, and number three, ideas for using some audio or video recording material for listening activities. So what are the things that we need to do? The first, obviously, is to involve students in the listening exercise. A student listens to many different things in their homes and your home language and other languages also every day. Maybe you have listened to something like a weather report on the radio or television, or a colleague is talking about some new notice at school, or a friend called you up on the phone to tell you why he or she is going to be late. And we can add to this list of about millions of things that you can think of. But in each of these situations, I am sure that 99% of the time you were not a passive listener. You actively listened to what the person said in order to find out that information. And when you had the chance to talk back, you talked back. That means you gave feedback and you listened actively. So when students are doing a listening activity in the classroom, there should be a reason for them to be listening in the first place. So let us look at a situation. Suppose there's a secondary school English teacher and he is trying to improve their listening skills of his students. So how does he do it? In many of the teacher training programs, you will see something that will be that will be put up as kind of a case study. So here we have the first case study where the English teacher is trying to be trying to tell you about what he has done or how he was trained. So the trainer usually shows an activity that the student that the teacher can do with their students. The activity of focus is usually called listen and draw. The trainer usually tells us to follow the instructions and draw what he or she says. So the trainer tells the students or the student teachers to draw a tree, three birds in the tree, two flowers under the tree, a sun on the left side. So each of the student participants were given pen and paper, and the trainees had to draw what the trainer said. In the beginning, this trainee teacher thought that it was strange to do some drawing. He is not a very good artist. But the trainer insists that this is just to warm the things up and to play along and be quick. Well, he recognized that it was a fun exercise, and it also made a nice change from listening to the hitherto boring lectures. At the end, they compared their drawings to those of the person sitting next to them, and they all laughed to see how the drawings differed. So while this was a fun activity, he says that he realized that it could help the students to practice listening. It could also help the students to practice language structures like prepositions, like such as in, under, on, etc. And he decided to try the activity with the class as soon as he could. And he saw that a good opportunity arose when the students were reading the story by Kenneth Anderson, The Bond of Love, from the class 9 textbook called Beehive. The story has a few illustrations which you can see in the accompanying PDF file that is there as resource 1. So to start the activity, he told the students, he announced in the class, "I am going to read out a few instructions, and as I talk, you have to draw. You don't have to worry about your drawing. It is not an art exam. It's just that I am checking to see whether you can follow the instructions given in English. Is this clear? Is there a question, or is the activity clear to everybody?" And then he goes on to make sure that everybody had understood what he was saying. The next instruction he gives, right, "So close your textbooks, please. You all have pens with you. Can I see your pens? Right. Draw a bear on the left side of the page. Now draw a cage around the bear. After you have drawn the cage, draw a woman sitting on the ground to the side of the bear. Draw a picnic basket to the right of the woman. Then draw some apples in the picnic basket. Draw a cake next to the basket." And so on and so forth. So some of these students were surprised and worried at first, and some complained that they were not very good at drawing, just like he was in the training period. So the teacher explained that this was not a test of their drawing skills, but it was to give them a chance to practice listening in English. So he told them not to worry about how good their drawing was, because this was not art class, it is English class. Just draw something quickly. So as the students drew them, he's saying that he walked around the room to encourage the students saying things like, nice drawing, very nice, good, this woman is the right side of the page, is on the right side of the page. There is a distance that is there between the cage and the woman. Please narrow them, and so on and so forth. After giving these instructions, he told his students to compare their pictures with each other, and they laughed just like he did as they looked at each other's drawings, because they were very, very different. Well, and he goes on to say that one student noticed that she had drawn her bear on the right side of the page instead of the left. Then I told them to look at the illustration on page 117 of the Beehive textbook that is referenced in the appendix. And this was a great activity for helping his students to practice the listening. It also helped the students to prepare for reading the story. By talking about the illustration, students now had some idea about the text before reading it. So he goes on to say that his students liked this listen and draw activity, so he decided that he would repeat it from time to time in the future using simple illustrations from the textbook. He also thought that once his students were able to use it, they could perhaps do the same activity in groups or in pairs. One student could look at a picture and describe it to the classmates, who would listen and draw it, and then the situation would be reversed, and all these illustrations could be done one after the other, and this way there would be practice in both listening and speaking. So let us try another activity. In the classroom, a listen and draw activity is a case study of a simple activity that you can do with any age group and with many different pictures. Therefore, this activity helps the students to practice listening. It helps students to practice language in context, for example, the use of prepositions. It involves all the students. It can prepare the students for reading from a textbook, and they could be introduced to some vocabulary and ideas from the text before reading it. And also, it could be improvised to enhance the speaking skills of the students. Now, you could follow several steps that I describe subsequently, and you can try them using these kinds of activities in the classroom. Number one, before class, you can choose a simple picture with a few objects that are very simple to draw. What you will need is to make sure that both you and your students know most of the words or the objects in the picture. In case the students don't know the meanings of words or they are lacking in vocabulary, it could be a good idea to give them those vocabulary items. But it is probably the best to choose a picture that does not have too many objects in it, so that it is relatively simple. That is, it is easy to describe and draw. If the picture is too complex, it might take students a long time to draw it and therefore lose the momentum of the activity at hand. And in order to speed the activity, jaldi jaldi karne ke liye, you can encourage your students to draw a very, very quick drawing. You can also demonstrate it how quickly you can do by doing it on the blackboard yourself. Number three, you can think about and write down the instructions that you will give to the students to draw the picture. Number four, you can introduce the activity to your students and tell them not to worry about how good their drawing is, just like in the above example. And you should read the instructions first and then give the students some time to draw, but not too much of time. You should encourage your students to draw quickly. And then repeat each instruction as many times as you feel that the students need. If they still don't understand, use a different word. So you can go ahead and explain things in more detail. But remember, here you must use the target language for your practice. If it is a one word or two words to explain certain things, you can use a multilingual approach or a bilingual approach, but don't overdo that, because it is the purpose of teaching English, the target language, and not something else. Remember, you are helping them to understand and listen to English. So try not to use their home language as much as possible. And then after you have read up all the instructions, tell your students to compare their drawings and have a discussion. And have them note any differences and then tell them to compare their pictures with the one in the textbook. And therefore, it could lead to a very enjoyable student activity, and you could give them to do it in pairs or in groups. One student can choose a picture from any part of the textbook and describe it to his or her classmate. The classmate can draw the picture from the description or some version of it and should not look at the textbook. And you could also tell the students to choose a picture themselves and ask how to draw it on the board, and etc. Now, after trying this kind of activity with the students, there are some follow-up and review questions for you. Now, you must think about two or three things over here. Was the picture that you chose easy for your students to draw? If not, what kind of picture you will choose the next time? Did your students enjoy the activity? If yes, how much? If not, why not? Have your students point out where they found it difficult. Did all of your students do the drawing? Encourage them, everybody, to do the drawings themselves. When did you need to actively intervene? Kab kab aapko ye zarurat pad gayi ki aap wahan pe ja karke student ke paas ja karke uske saath interact kare? Why was this done? Kya problem thi? क्या उनमें कमियां थी कि आपको इंटरवीन करना पड़ा, आपको इंटरेक्ट करना पड़ा? एंड हाउ वुड यू मॉडिफाई दिस एक्टिविटी फॉर द नेक्स्ट टाइम? सो दीज आर ऑल रिफ्लेक्टिव क्वेश्चंस, रिफ्लेक्टिव थॉट्स, एंड देयरफॉर इट कैन लीड टू अ वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट और एंड इंटरेस्टिंग वे ऑफ एक्टिविटीज. इट इज ऑल्सो इम्पॉर्टेंट हाउ टू आस्क क्वेश्चंस. आस्किंग क्वेश्चंस will help your students to listen more carefully. When students do listening activities in English, they should not be expected to understand every word of what they hear. It is actually detrimental for the student to know everything. That is, it is basically a problem situation if they don't have anything that they want to learn. They may just understand a few words, and you must recognize that it can be frustrating for students if they don't understand what they are listening to. So they need to be patient, and tell them to be patient and apply their minds. The listening activities you do in the class should help them develop their listening skills over a period of time. So as and when the time progresses, you can start giving them more complex tasks one after the other, or more complex readings and material one after the other. So what are these are the things that you should think about asking these questions to help students prepare for listening. You should be able to support their reading activity for understanding. They should be able to ask questions before students listen to something, and therefore giving them some questions that they can look forward to will orient them in a particular way for what they are going to listen to. So it's a target that you are setting. Secondly, they can help them to learn to pick out keywords or important words and use these words to try and understand what is being said. And thirdly, make them more interested in what they are listening to when they are trying to find out the answers to the questions. While they are listening, they are doing an active listening task. So it is useful to see how this kind of activities can lead to very, very, very interesting results in developing one's listening skills. Now, in the accompanying text as PDF that I am circulating, there is another case study on page number 7 of the text. So page number 7 of the 18 pages and page number 5 of the booklet that is called TESS India. Now, in this case study, you will see that Mr. Khan tries an activity to help students listening to a story from the textbook. As with the first case study that I described, you are familiar with the teacher. Let us call him Mr. Khan, who is a secondary English teacher who went to an English language teacher training workshop on how to help students improve their listening skills in English. In this part, he is describing how he tries to use questions to help students understand a story that he is going to read to them. So he asks questions like, or he shares his experience like, I read parts of the text aloud to the class, just one or two paragraphs. Oh, don't you read the whole text aloud? No, the whole text is too long. For example, I read the first paragraph and tell my students to close their books and listen. Can the students understand properly? Well, some of them can, and well, no, they can't understand every word, but they get the general meaning. After I have read the first paragraph, I ask my students to guess what happens next, and then they read the rest of the text to see if they're correct in their assumptions. So this is a kind of a reflective idea, is a kind of a reflection that teachers should do. And what he went on to do, Mr. Khan, is the students were introduced to doing chapter 9 of the NCERT class 10 textbook of English. The lesson is called Madam Rides the Bus and begins with a paragraph that he goes on to describe. So let me read that to you. Take out your pen and paper and listen to me read it out. There was a girl called Valliyammai, who was called Valli for short. She was 8 years old and very curious about things. Her favorite pastime was standing in the front doorway of her house, watching what was happening in the street outside. There were no playmates of her own age on her street, and this was about all she had to do. Well, you listen to it, and at the start of the lesson, he asked all his students to close their books and then told them that he was going to read this paragraph about a girl called Valli. And then he asked them to the following questions by writing them on the blackboard. And he instructed the students to write them down in their notebooks. The questions were like, what was the girl's name? How old was she? What was her favorite pastime? Why did she do this? Now, sometimes students will not have understanding of the word pastime. And he did indicate this. Do you understand the questions? Do you know the word pastime? So pastime is like a hobby or shock, is something that he answered back. So then he goes on to say that he feels certain, when he feels certain that they have understood the questions, he asked them to listen carefully to the paragraph and then to listen to the answers to the question on the board. And then he read the paragraph aloud slowly and clearly and then told them to see if they could answer the questions in pairs. Many of them could and many of them couldn't answer the questions at first, so I read the paragraph aloud again. After that, most of them were able to answer the questions. So you have to do this again and again to ensure that they are listening, the students are listening. So this is how, in this case study, the teacher used a story from the textbook for a listening activity. You can have your own story, you can have your own activity, design it around this kind of a listening activity. And this activity can encourage the students to learn for keywords, to listen for these keywords, which helps them to understand the main message from the words and understand how these words and phrases are constructed. And if you do it often enough, the students will get used to listening to English without the texts in front of them. This will give them a kind of an English, listen to English outside the classroom as well. So they can carry it forward from the classroom to the outside world, and then it becomes a natural habit. So in page number 7 of the booklet, you can see that there's an activity that is designed, and you can do this activity also. You can do this activity to help your students develop the listening skills with the lessons from your own English textbook. So it is the same thing that has been done in the past 2 activities that we did. So there are some steps to be followed over here. Number 1, choose a text from your textbook. Look at the first paragraph. Is it quite short? Is it long? Could you ask some interesting questions about it? Number 2, practice reading the paragraph aloud before the class and prepare 2 or 3 questions to ask about the text. You can see resource 2 for some of the classroom language you might need to do this activity. Number 3, in the class, write the questions on the board. Tell the students that you are going to read a text aloud and they should listen to it to find the answers to the questions that are there on the board. Step number 4, make them listen by reading the paragraph aloud. Make sure your students have their books closed. Number 5, tell the students to discuss the answers to the questions in pairs. If necessary, read the paragraph again to help them find the answers. You can look at resource 3 and a video that is linked over here for understanding how to talk for learning. And here you can pause and reflect. So your reflective positioning can be very, very important over here. Some questions for you to think about after trying this activity. You can discuss these questions with a colleague or your classmate if possible. Was it easy for you to read the text aloud? If not, what could you do to make it easier? How did your students respond to the questions? Would you change the questions you asked if you had to do this activity again? How did you assess the learning in this activity? Were all the students learning? If the students were not learning, what were the barriers to their learnings? If you found it difficult to read the text aloud, you could try practicing before the class. The more you read, the more natural it will become. The questions that you ask should help them to find out the main ideas and the important vocabulary items in the text. If the students have problems answering questions, you have to help them with some kind of a vocabulary support. So you can help students by giving them some short exercise and tips to help students to learn, use, and remember the vocabulary for more ideas. Thirdly, you could use audio recordings in the class. There are several listening activities that you can do with the students in your classes using this technique. It can also be good for students to listen to other voices apart from their own. You can do this by bringing audio recordings into the classroom. Some examples of audio recordings are recordings taped from the radio and played on the tape recorder, songs played on tape recorder or the CD player. Nowadays you have mobile, so you can play it from the mobile. Audio recordings made by teachers or students or other people using the mobile phone, for example, teachers can record a dialogue. Or audio books played on a CD player or downloaded to your mobile phone or through the app or the MP3 players. Or audio recordings downloaded onto the mobile phone directly, or links to audio recordings on the internet that have been developed for learners of English. So all these things that students can do while being outside the classroom. Now let us look at another case study. So this case study is listed on page number 9 of the booklet. It talks about an English teacher, Miss Sengupta. So Miss Sengupta loves English and always tries to improve her own language abilities. Whenever she can, she reads English books and magazines, and she watches TV programs and movies in English. She knows that she has learnt a lot by listening to programs and these movies. She learnt words and phrases, her pronunciation has improved, and she can understand people from other countries better, other accents better. She believes that it is important for learners of a language to listen to as much of that language as possible, and she tries to give her students the opportunity to listen to as much English as possible from as many different people as possible. Here is her account of how she used audio recordings in her class to improve listening skills. So what she says is something like the following. I teach class 9. I regularly record the news of the day from All India Radio on my mobile phone and take the recording to my class. I have bought some inexpensive portable speakers that I can use for audio recordings so that all the students can hear. Before I play the recording, I plug the speaker wires into my mobile phone, and that way the volume is loud enough for the entire class to hear. So before I play the recording of the news, I ask my students what the latest news is. I ask them this in English, but allow them to reply in any language they feel comfortable talking. But not many of them listen to the news in English. But this activity gets them thinking about the topic of the news. I can then introduce them to some new words that appear in the news items. This prepares them for the recording they are going to listen. For example, now you are going to listen to some news items. For the moment, just listen and write down how many news items you hear. Don't worry if you can't understand every word. That's completely normal. I am going to play the recording more than once. Now, in short, they play the audio recording, and she knows that it is difficult to listen to a lot of English at one time, so she keeps it short. So we play just 3 or 4 news items and play them twice. And once they have noted down some new news items, she asks her students to work in pairs. She gives the instruction like the following. Now work in pairs. Compare how many news items you heard. Was it 2 or 3 or 4 or 5? Then write down the topic of each news item you heard in English. Now you see that not only listening, but also writing is encouraged in this kind of an activity. So when she asks the students to work in pairs, because that way all students can get a chance to think and talk about what they are hearing, and then this can become a very, very interesting exercise for people to do on a daily basis. And she gives the feedback that she does this activity regularly in her classes about once a week. It is a very simple exercise to do, as she can follow the same procedure with all the news items, so she does not have to prepare much before the classes. Her students are getting better at listening to English, and they are learning many new words and phrases. They are also feeling much more confident about listening to and using English, and they are preparing for work or study in the future. So you can convert this into an activity of your own, which is listed in pages 10 and 11 of this booklet. So in summary, we can say that in this lecture you have learnt about how you can devise some activities, listening activities, integrate other skills, use resources creatively in order to support your students developing listening skills. And in all these activities, it is important to think about how the activity can be made accessible and meaningful to students. So it is a learner-centric approach. These listening activities should link to other activities in the textbook if possible, or to events and experiences of the students' personal lives or community life. In all these activities that you have heard during the span of this lecture, you will need to very carefully listen to and observe how your students respond so that you can intervene to direct, facilitate learning and make improvements and course correct your own teaching procedures. So your pedagogical skills also improve. And if you would like to improve your own listening skills, you can find all sorts of links and resources at the end of this booklet, and some additional resources are there. So you're free to use these resources for doing some kind of your own development of your English. So there could be some stock phrases, some talks for learning, why talking is important, because talk is a part of the human development that helps us think, learn and make sense of the world. People use language as a tool for developing their reasoning, knowledge and understanding, and therefore encouraging students to talk as much as possible as part of their learning experience will mean that their educational progress is being enhanced. So talking about ideas can mean that these ideas are explored, reasoning is developed and organized, as such the students learn more, and if you do it in the target language, it is all the more beneficial and important. Then you also have to plan the talk for learning these activities. Planning the talking activities is not just for literacy and vocabulary lessons. It is also part of the planning of mathematics and science works and other topics. It can be planned into the whole class, pairwise work or group work, outdoor activities, role play based activities, writing, reading, speaking, practical investigations, creative work, and you name them, you can have them. Even younger students with very limited literacy and numeracy can demonstrate very high order thinking skills in the task. So encourage your students to do these sorts of things. Plan the lesson around what you want the students to learn and think about, as well as what type of talk you want the students to develop. Some types are exploratory. For example, what could happen? Have we done this? Have we seen this before? What could this be? It's an exploratory thing. Why do you think this is? Other types of talk are more analytical. For example, you know, when you compare ideas or evidence or suggestions, and try to make it interesting, enjoyable and possible for all students to participate as much as possible. Students must be made comfortable and feel safe in expressing views and exploring ideas without the fear of being made to feel that they're doing something in a wrong way. Encourage your students to build up their expertise and experiences. So, in the end, I would like to also add that to build the students' talk, the teacher can create opportunities to listen to what the students say, appreciate and build on students' ideas, encourage the students to take further action, and the students will be encouraged if their talk, ideas and experiences are valued and appreciated. Student talks are exploratory in general, which means that the students explore and challenge one another's ideas so that they can become confident about their response. Group talking together should be encouraged, not just to accept an answer, whoever gives it. You should encourage them to do these kinds of activities. Be aware of the members of the class who are feeling marginalized, feeling not part of the class, and also think about how you can include them when you do the activity next. It may take some time to establish this workaround so that all students are participating. But if you do it regularly enough, the students will then come forward with their own understanding of the entire scheme of things. So it is very important to encourage students to ask questions about themselves as well. So you as a teacher can develop a climate in the class where questions are asked, not simple questions, but challenging questions. The students' ideas are respected and praised. their ideas, when they are getting the value, they encourage the students to, and that that also sparks their curiosity, and it will involve them in the process so that they will have a stake in their own learning. You can plan some regular pair work or group work, or perhaps question time for students so that students can raise queries, clarify their doubts. For example, you could title a section of your talks like a hands up if you have a question, or put a student in the hot seat and ask them about something, or ask them to do some role play. Or you can play games like tell me more about a given topic. Give questions to students with a kind of a grid, what, when, who, where, why, kind of, so they can practice the basic inquiry systems. Give the students some data and let them analyze that. So all these activities can warm them up. So, and in the end, I will say that if you do this regularly with the students, you will be very surprised, pleasantly surprised at the level of interest of your students are capable of. And they will not only increase their oral and written vocabulary, they will learn to how to listen and communicate more clearly and accurately, and they will also develop new knowledge and new ways of skilling themselves with respect to listening skills. Thank you.